Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm trying to reach Tamidi. I was trying to reach Mary, but she's not answering.
Okay.
So before the end of the day, I need to talk to someone.
All right, what's going on?
My aide cannot clock in or out, and it's been since Wednesday?
Is this Dr. Lee?
Huh?
And what is your name? I'm sorry.
Janine Peterson.
Peterson. All right, hold on.
This is Dr. Lee. In front of him, where he's sitting. My nail polish is up there. The little thing right here. Got it.
Okay, so we do have clock-ins from your caregiver. Is it Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, we have the clock-ins. The issue is that they are out of range from your GPS from your home, and they haven't been, and he hasn't been clocking in since Friday. So we have clock-ins for last week that need adjustment for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we don't have clock-ins after that. So I am going to have... So is he with you currently?
Listen,
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Lewis.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just turned it off my other phone. As far as the timekeeper, I haven't. But when I was clocking in and out, I'm using this phone at Janine's house. But the timekeeper I just submitted, I did off of my other phone. But I was still here.
Right, but the clock-ins. Oh, it wasn't through the app from the third, fourth, fifth, and. Third, fourth, and fifth? It wasn't through the app?
What number do you have?
It wasn't.
Because
no.
You have a work phone.
No. I'm saying, she's saying from the app. No.
Okay.
No, she sent me a link for the timesheet.
No.
So
I'm talking about when you were clocking in for February 3rd, 4th. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So you did it through the app, and it's coming up that they were out of range from your GPS. So the...
Well, no, location, phone number. It's this phone number here that I'm calling from.
Right. I'm just saying it's all linked through GPS when you do your
clocking
in and out.
I leave this phone here. I leave this phone here so I don't forget it. So I'm always able to clock in and out when I get in the morning and leave.
Right. But it's saying that it was out of range, so it wasn't the clocking didn't originate in the house. Is there?
Is it saying it's out of range now? Oh, you don't know. You got to clock in and out. No, because these cell phones sometimes they don't give accurate precisions. Like,
do you have his job phone number on there?
Is he at his? It's not a matter of the phone number. It's a matter of the GPS navigation has to be linked.
Precise location is on. I'll check to make sure it's on. You know.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I have the right address for Ms. Peterson. Is it 5539 Hazel Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. So now, you did submit a timesheet, you said? She sent it over to you?
I submitted timesheets from the 1st all the way up until today.
Okay. I'm looking at them now.
Give
me
phone.
1 second. I just don't. Yeah. I just have to look at it. Give me 2 seconds. I'm just trying to figure this out. Mary.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
And it's not entirely Mary's fault because I tried to use a different phone.
Okay.
And the different phone broke on me, so.
All right.
But this number here that you have is the original phone that I registered for.
Let me just make sure we're got that.
And he can't clock in on that.
And you can't clock in now using the app on the phone you're on?
No, the phone, no, it's not set up because the, she went home, I couldn't do the link, she sent a link or something.
For the, to download the app?
The HHA app.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, I had it, then we had it downloaded. I had it downloaded, but I changed phones, and that's where we got mixed up.
Right, so we're going to need to download it again on the on whatever phone you're using. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So get it downloaded on there, and then once it's downloaded, you should be able to just log in like you did on the other
one. That's what I needed. Yeah, hold on. I needed, when I went to log in, hold on. Let me get this app real quick. Let's get that up. Yeah, what number do you have for me?
It's not about the number I have for you. I don't,
okay.
I mean,
okay, well,
I have 267-702-7181.
Okay, that's good. Okay, let's see. Let me go to the app. So when I try to punch in, my email. So my email is, which one am I using? I have to make a new one. It's, Lewis. Wait a minute. Lewis, S-A-S-O-N.
It's right here.
That's not the one. All right. Yeah, that's the one without the E on it. So, and then my password. Hold on, bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
What was your name again?
It's okay. I'll look it up. Give me a second.
You got me down.
Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, I do see the timesheets in her file. So she's gonna update the she'll update the calendar. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm having trouble with HHA.
What's the issue?
The issue is that when I try to put the password, as far as I know, this is the email, but it could be wrong.
All right. So why not when you put it in, just put forgot password and then they'll let you reset it. But I don't have access. We don't have the login info for that. That's something that you guys set up on your own.
Here's what it's saying. Oh, so that's mine. It has nothing to do with you, the email?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, we don't have that. We don't. I mean, let me see what I have in your file here. Maybe
it's saying unrecognized email address. Please enter. Okay, so it's got the email.
I have it as. Give me one sec. I'm sorry.
And that ain't the email that someone.
Yeah, it looks like FasoneLewis1717@gmail.com.
It's got Fasone Lewis?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Try that one.
No.
No.
Wait a minute. HHA exchange account locked. Yeah.
Okay, so we need to get somebody else on there to unlock it. So we need to send a ticket over to the actual HHA people, which is an outside entity from us. So give. I'm sorry.
Can I just create another account, or no?
No. It won't allow you to create a new account because it's all linked to your Social Security number. So you can, and you're only allowed to have one account with HHA at a time. So I would say that I'm going to send it over to the administrator to get this adjustment made tomorrow, and someone will reach out to you to assist you with getting back on, okay?
Okay.
And we do have the timesheets in the meantime. So, there's nothing we can do about it until we get this resolved with HHA tomorrow.
Okay, so you got all the timesheets that we do?
Yeah.
The first
until
the
today, yep.
Okay.
All right. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. What was your name again?
My name is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. We'll talk soon. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.